You are tuned in to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. Join us now on another exciting metaphysical journey. Relax, tune in, drop out, and take a seat by the fire as we explore new realms and possibilities. This is Magenta Pixie. You can find me at magentapixie.weebly.com. But now, here is Zany Mystic and guest. Enjoy the show.
Greetings, and welcome to a fireside chat with Zany Mystic. I'm your host, Lance White. Tonight, my guest is Nancy Hopkins. In March 2014, Nancy was introduced to a mineral only found in Russia called shungite. Nancy was on a mission to get shungite to the masses. In May 2017, the masses included the bees, as shungite protects against EM and Wi-Fi radiation. Her nonprofit corporation, Cosmic Reality Shungite Inc., has been creating shungite products that over 4,000 customers have purchased, with several hundred sharing personal testimonials. When the bees came into the picture, there was an opportunity to demonstrate shungite's magic by saving the bees. It is the story of the bees that Nancy will share with us tonight. Nancy is an author, radio host, and producer at Cosmic Reality Radio. The shungite website is www.cosmicreality.net. So let's welcome Nancy to the show now. Hi, Nancy. How are you?
Awesome that I'm here. Thank you so much for letting me come on.
Oh, I love having you on the show. I'm just getting over a little bit of a flu bug, so if my voice is raspy, that's why.
Well, get over it quickly.
Yeah, it's gone.
No, just hearing your voice is always fun.
Yeah, same with you. When did you first start finding out about shungite?
Well, it was one of those situations where Facebook, one of the groups started ding, 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 and I'm going like, what in the heck are they dinging about? Mm-hmm. And they had all discovered the dangers of EMF.
Ah. And, yes.
So I reached out. I believe that I can communicate to Mother Nature, whom I call Gaia. And so I reached out to Gaia. I said, Gaia, give me something to give them. And I was a long-term, I mean, for 40 years, I knew about this problem, but now other people were beginning to know about it. And so I, within an hour, stumbled across a article about this stuff called shungite that was being used by the the Russian military to protect their electronic equipment. And so I went back, told the group, and to make a long story short, I was too busy to pay attention to it. So the universe said, you got to pay attention to this lady. And a friend of mine, Reverend Lee Brown, came to visit. She'd been planning the visit for 2 years. But the day before she left Atlanta to come down here, she got a shipment of minerals. She works in the mineral gem business. And in there was shungite. But she had never seen it before. She had just ordered it. It got there just in time so that she brought it down to me. And as soon as I touched the stuff virtually, I went, oh, my God, what is this? Because I'm energy sensitive. And that was March of 2014. And since then, my life, I tell people, if you're not talking shungite, I'm not interested in talking to you. It's absolutely magical. One of the things that the Russians had said was that this was the medicine of the 21st century, and that it would be worth, it's more than gold in its weight.
Wow.
And, at first I thought, well, that's preposterous. But I can tell you right now that I would sign my name to that testament. It's absolutely true. This stuff has got so much magic involved in it that it is, you just had a show on with the C60.
Yes, exactly. That's another interesting discovery that came through Patty Greer for me.
Well, C60 you can't separate shungite story with C60. They're together. That C60 is what makes shungite so magical.
Oh, God. Yeah. Okay, now you're getting into new territory here.
Oh, this is fascinating, and I probably should have told you to promo the show as C60 and Shungite.
Okay.
I do want to talk about the bees because it's very critical that we do, but it all really comes down to the concept of the C60. But when I had sent you the information, I had yet to stumble on a technical, or it was a scientific book that was written by a collaboration of people, and one of the people wrote a whole chapter on the history of C60, how they found it. And it's a brilliant piece of writing. And it just was like, oh, well, that's why Shungite does this, and that's why Shungite does that. Essentially, Shungite itself is only found in Russia. And it's in a 1,000-kilometer square of just this pile of what is very, looks like carbon, coal. Is very coal-like in many ways, but it's not. It's called Shungite because there's a little village near it called Shunga. There are different stories, but I'll tell you, because we don't have too much time, I'll tell you the story that I know.
Okay.
And what I know is that this was something that came from outer space and hit us about 2.5-3 billion years ago. So the planet was still just cooling off from its molten stage. And it was the way that the not chemistry, but energy, because I believe it's an energy universe. But
right.
In the 3D, sometimes the only way we can understand energy is by understanding chemistry or some other science. So, that's where the very first indications of life on the planet can be found is right there. So that's where it all started, was in this area. And to know where the area is, it's in the eastern part of Russia, just on the other side of the Finnish border. So
okay.
Finland's right to the east of it. Now, it's been known to be have the waters in there are terribly healing. Terribly, it's not a good word. very healing.
Right.
But the other aspect to it that caught on first, really, wasn't so much the healing, because the locals knew about it, but where it started to get known by the world community was in the fact that Shungite is an incredible purifier of water. And so right now, virtually every system in the Russian states are all Shungite based. And the fact that the water, I mean, everything comes out of it, heavy metals, fluoride, everything comes out of it.
Wow.
It's just amazing, an amazing water purifier. So the other thing that it was known to do was to change radiation. It was protecting against radiation, but the problem there, radiation including, you know, Wi-Fi, but the problem there is the Russian language. Because when I first got into it back in 14, there wasn't any U.S. distributors. There were Russian distributors. There were some European, but in the States, there was like three people that were selling just the nuggets for water purification. It was still an unknown thing in the States. It was getting much more popular in Europe and had been for a number of years. But the... I went in three directions all at once.
Well, that there wasn't any the support for it at that time.
There was, the language,
right.
The Russian language. And so I would, you normally find a document that went from Russian into French, into German, into Spanish, and then into English.
Uh-huh.
So you never knew what the Russians had really said.
Oh, right.
And that was the hardest part of it, was trying to get as close to the actual Russians as I could, because you're hearing from everybody else that Shungite blocks or absorbs radiation, or, you know, and I'm going, that's not what I'm feeling. I'm energy sensitive. I know what the energy is doing. I can sense it. And so then I finally found a document that said attenuate, and that was the key, attenuate. Now let's go back to the fullerene, because the fullerene is it's 60 carbons that come together. Now, how do they come together? I mean, why do you have 60 carbon atoms that come together to make a geometric form that is about, in my opinion, the most perfect geometric form in the universe? In fact, I think the universe is a huge fullerene.
Mm-hmm.
The fullerene looks like a soccer ball. It's got 12 pentagrams and 20 hexagrams. And what you've got there is a completely unbelievably super stable molecule.
Mm-hmm.
But where did it come from? Because in the lab, see, there was in coal, well, it's basically a coal derivative, charcoal, but it's graphite and diamonds are the only thing that they knew, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But all of a sudden, they've got a third version of carbon. What is this? And they were seeing it in experiments that they were doing, but it was like they were only seeing it like a flash of it in spectrographic kind of equipment, looking at the signature of it, the color signature, and this sort of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And so eventually, the Japanese team kind of saw it, talked about it, but they said it in Japanese, and you got another language problem. So nobody saw that. To make a long story short, in the 80s, they started to come together. A couple of groups came together because what they noticed was that when carbon is burnt at high temperature, it just sort of like goes into a gaseous state. Within the gaseous state, the atoms are all dispersed, and they want to clump together. They want to come together in these things that have become known as Buckminster fullerenes.
Mm-hmm.
After Buckminster Fuller, because they look like geodesic domes, and he was a real supporter and proponent of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that molecular structure of the fullerene, what they've discovered and what is kind of got them all kind of like bewildered, is that the fullerene itself may be the most populous molecule in universe, because every time you have a carbon explosion, you create these fullerenes.
Hmm.
And the one that is most stable and lasts the longest is the C60 fullerene. And it's the C60 fullerene, there's other fullerenes, but there's C60 fullerene that's in shungite. And after I read this whole chapter about the history of C60, the writer says, the only natural place it's found is, well, there's a couple of other trace amounts, but the only large natural place is in shungite. And she doesn't say anything except, and they don't know why it's there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, why don't you look at this? Well, we looked at it. And because I could sense energetically, and because I'm a remote viewer, and remote viewing is not limited by space. You can easily remote view the molecular structure of things. So I was watching these molecules do certain things, and I started to talk to JP on Wolf Spirit Radio about it. And then I found Walt Silva, and Walt could take the things I was seeing, you know, metaphysically in my head, and he could make them real. So that's how it all came together, because what I was seeing was that in the shungite, you've got these weird little soccer balls.
Mm-hmm.
And these weird little soccer balls, because they are a perfect geometry. They've got this, now you see a diagram and you see a ball and you see a line. Well, the ball does represent the 3D atom, the carbon atom.
Mm-hmm.
The line is actually a line of force. It's the force that that's keeping the next atom balanced. So, you know how that works, and
mm-hmm.
atoms are being attracted, and, you know. Well, each of the distances between all the atoms is the same. So energy follows geometry. So the energy comes in and starts to follow this geometry. But at certain points, null points occur where the energy is coming from different angles and it collides. And when it collides, it goes null. There's a zero point of energy. And as soon as you have a zero point of energy, you open the door to the quantum field because the universe abhors a vacuum. So the buckyball, that soccer ball, that fullerene, that C60, is linked to the quantum field.
Mm-hmm.
60 null points. And that's what all of these people that are out there talking about C60, they're missing the energetic way that it is actually operating.
Mm.
And it's one fullerene is so powerful because it's accessing the quantum field. What's the quantum field? The quantum field is 90% of everything that exists. And it's where all manifested 3D stuff comes from. It's basically it. So that's the reason that, and again, it's one of these things they go, well, I wonder why it's doing that. And they scratch their heads, but they don't make the out of the box leap in that this C60 molecule, one of the oddities of it is that in a room, in room temperature, all right, with nothing seemingly exciting it,
mm-hmm.
it's one of the fastest molecules in existence. There's only a few of these molecules that do what it's doing, and I can't find anything faster. Not to say there isn't, I just haven't found it.
Mm-hmm.
But what it's doing is it's spinning 20 billion times a second.
Wow.
Because it's being fueled by the quantum field.
Mm. So maybe you could clarify for me something that I'm not sure I understand. So the liquid that people are taking, the C60, that goes into the 3D body, and how does that work and what does it do?
Well, they give you a chemical reason for it being so healing.
Right.
And, you know, they presented it on your show. The difference between what myself and Walt and my team sees is that it's not a chemical healing.
Right.
It's a vibrational healing.
Right.
Because what's happening in the shungite is that everything in life that's natural rotates in a certain direction. All right, we're really talking about torsion fields, but I don't want to get into that.
Right.
So instead of getting into the complicated discussion of that,
right.
let's just think in terms of a biological cell wants to rotate clockwise. Any toxin wants to rotate counterclockwise. Now, what's a toxin? A toxin is your heavy metals, your poisons, and Wi-Fi,
mm-hmm.
and electromagnetic radiation. So what's happening is that the signal from a Wi-Fi comes in and hits your body. It's like two tops coming together, and one of them, and they're rotating in a different direction. Well, the one that's spinning better, faster, harder is the one that's going to win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, unfortunately, that's not the human cell or an animal cell or a plant cell
mm-hmm.
or a bee.
Hmm.
Okay. So we began to work with developing products that would make the difference in cell phones. We got that done. Now we've got pictures, thermographic pictures, showing what your head looks like with our sticker on the phone and what your head looks like without it.
Mm-hmm.
And trust me, you do not want to see the picture without it. It's a nightmare picture.
Wow.
Because 2-minute phone call, the entire head from the shoulder all the way to the other side of the face is bright red, which means that your body, your cells are cooking.
Wow. And
it's not just your face, it's your eyes, it's your brain. It's extraordinary. And I mean, we don't have the only thermography pictures. There's a lot out there, but it's the only set we have is a comparison of us with it and without it. So, and plus the fact that it feels different. The phones feel different. Even the old phones, when we started out, You remember how they would heat up? You would be on it for a little bit of time and the phone would start to heat up?
Yes.
Okay, well, you'd put a sticker on it, it would stop heating up.
Wow.
Now, that is interesting, because what's happening there is that everything wants to be natural, even an electromagnetic wave.
Mm-hmm.
So when it hits the shungite, the shungite, being powered by the quantum field, rotating 20 billion times a second, is like an extraordinary energy field. And when a Wi-Fi signal hits it, the signal is, well, it takes 2 seconds, actually. We know this, but we say instantaneously reverses itself. So instead of being something that's hurting you, it's now biocompatible, and it's just reversed. The function of the signal is the same. The strength is even better. But because everything wants to be in a natural state, the phone works better. The batteries don't burn up. And so we even took this into another product, which is a magnet that you put on your refrigerator. And you can go to cosmicreality.net, where all this stuff I'm telling you is all documented. And you can go to a study that we did regarding magnets on refrigerators. Mm. And it turns out that if you put one of these shungite magnets on your refrigerator, you will at least, at a minimum, save 20% on your electric bill.
Well, I could use one of those. I'm going to have to check out your... And I need a couple of those stickers, too.
I'll send you some. I'll send you a packet.
Wonderful.
So basically, between the people out there talking about the C60, is that they're talking chemistry. They're seeing that you need a whole vial full of these molecules. What we're saying is, no, it's all based on energy. And you don't need to spend $355 a month for some of these products, mm-hmm. okay? All you have to do is spend $355, get every one of your kids, your family, your house, so that it's got the water is purified by the shungite, your electric systems, your electronic systems, and you're saving money on your electric bill because you put all this stuff in there. And you only have to do it once in your life, because shungite never needs recharging. It's being charged by the quantum field, and it never needs cleansing.
Wow.
So I'm just telling people, because I was looking at the I think it actually it was on somebody's YouTube on C60, and in the comments there was one person that said, "Well, this is real great for people that can afford it, but for the rest of us, we can't."
Right.
And, you know, oh my God, there were so many nasty people that came after. You wanted everything for free? No, there's a lot of us that can't afford anything.
Right.
But that's one of the reasons that we've kept our prices silly. I mean, we're so low because of that. Because, my mission is to get shungite to the masses. And I seriously don't care if you go someplace else and buy the nuggets.
Mm-hmm.
The nuggets is the only product that we offer that you can get anywhere else. The rest of our products are all, we're the only one that makes them. You got people out there that have, you know, similar things, but I guarantee you they ripped us off. Not that they ripped us off. I don't care. Get it out there.
Mm-hmm.
You want to do it. I don't care. But that they got the idea from us, because we tell everybody how we make them.
Mm-hmm.
We want people. We cannot possibly get this to the entire world. Just, you know, there's three of us right now. Well, more because of the bee people that have come on board. But the main thing was that after this... Ask me, do you have any questions? I know I'm rambling and talking, but I know this is an important subject, and, you know, we don't have too much time to pass on.
Right, right. Well, I know that there's going to be a lot of confusion about the C60 because of the many people who are hopping on the bandwagon to clean up financially. And so I'm wondering if you have any thoughts on using it, and do you know any reputable sources for it, and you know, what is the dosage?
No. basically, I am sure that probably some of them have got the right stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not saying their science is wrong, but we don't see any need for it at all. As a matter of fact, some of our people, some of the people that have been on Shungai, jumped on it. And we went, what is the matter with them? Don't they understand that they've been on this stuff for over a year? And 201, they came back and said, this stuff is nothing.
Right, right.
We said, it's because you've been on the Shungai.
Oh.
Yeah, because the Shungai is doing what that stuff is everything that they say that stuff does, Shungai does.
Mm-hmm.
We've got testimonials out the Gahoosa to prove it.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened was that my basic reason for getting into it was to protect for the Wi-Fi. That's because I was an electronic warfare officer in the 70s, and I knew how dangerous this stuff was. It was all high secrets of the state, but I knew. I tried to get people to understand it, but it was way beyond anything that they could understand. And this is back in the 80s.
Wow.
But the time you get to the Wi-Fi thing, it's like I'd given up. I said, these people are lost. I can't stop this. And then I got Shungai, and it allowed me to level the playing field, let's say.
Mm.
And the bees, I said, I felt from the get-go, because I was watching the Wi-Fi proliferation, and I knew that it was a coordination between the loss of bees in colony collapse disorder and the proliferation of Wi-Fi. Now, colony collapse disorder is a situation where it's not like the bees are sick and die. It's that the bees go out in the morning and never come back.
Mm-hmm.
And it was happening. I mean, you'll hear 70%, you'll hear 100% bees lost this way since 06. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So I was on the radio and I'm telling people, please, if you've got bees, will you contact me? I want to put Shungai in the beehives. I think it'll protect them from the Wi-Fi. Well, unbeknownst to me, one of our listeners just bought the Shungai from us because he had two hives.
Oh, wow. Now,
yeah. This is the most incredible story, Lance. This is what I really wanted to share with you. So he takes, and we know that for reasons I don't want to get into, there's three Shungai nuggets. It doesn't matter how big they are, but three of them create what's called a coherent field, and it's sort of like it locks in this very powerful field. So whenever you use Shungai, you should use three nuggets. And again, the size doesn't matter. With Shungai, with the fuller range, size doesn't matter. The smaller it gets, the closer it gets to the quantum field, it almost seems to intensify.
Hmm.
So anyway, so he takes the three nuggets. He's got brand new hives. The year before he had started out, it was his first year doing bees. And he lost them during the winter. They all died, every one of them. So in the springtime, he threw out the old hives, and he got brand new hives, and he got some bees. Now, he never even realized it until we were on a radio show, and I said to him, well, what kind of bees are these? Well, it turned out that when he went to get the new bees for his new hives, he got them from some guy that was down the street, and these were Russian bees.
Oh, jeez. What are the chances?
I know. And not only that, but I made him go and ask the guy the history of them. And it turns out that this guy's father was Russian, Russian family, and he had smuggled them out of Russia and brought them to Washington State.
That's
so
amazing.
So they're a Russian hybrid, but that's what he started with. So he puts it. He starts out with like 5,000 in each of the hives, and he puts these three nuggets on the hives. Well, about that time, we find out that he's doing this, and that's another story. One of those synchronicities, they're bringing people together. And so I said to him, everybody's happy. There's no sickness, there's no loss. He says, no. He says, and I said to him, well, have you talked to your neighbors? Do they have, because the things that kill them are mites, viola mites, and this nosium kind of diarrhea disease that they get. There's also fungus will get inside the hive. There's a lot of things that will kill them, but those are the two primary culprits, plus the colony collapse thing where they just don't come home. So, and his neighbors reported that they all had all of that, but he had none. He had no ticks, he had no disease, and he hadn't lost a bee. So, and this is a few weeks into the, to in May, this was in May of this year. So then I said, well, you want to do an experiment. What if we take some shungite powder and you put it outside the hive? Now, this was interesting because when I was talking about it, I had no clue as to how the bees would behave around this stuff. But he says that if you put anything on a hive, if they don't want it there, they kick it out. So he puts the three nuggets, and in fact, they started to walk all over it and rub up against it. And every time they fly, they would do this. They would rub up against it. And I believe it's because what's happening is that they're getting minuscule particles of shungite powder on them, which is acting like a shield.
So interesting.
As they fly off, that shield is protecting them. Okay, and so then they get the pollen. They get the pollen on their bodies, right? Mm-hmm. And the pollen is on their bodies, but then they push it into these sacs that they've got on their little legs.
Right.
So in a honey sac, okay?
Yeah.
And so then off they go. They fly back into the hive, and when they're going into the hive, they walk up against the shungite, walk up against it, and then go into the hive. Now, I think that bringing the powder in and out of the hive, because they got it in the pollen. It was on their bodies. Now it's in the pollen. Now the pollen is being made into honey. So now it's into the honey.
Wow.
Okay. Now in all of this transition, it's shungite, and shungite takes care of every toxin there is. Because why? Because a toxin is rotating counterclockwise. That's why it's a toxin. That's why it's harmful. And when it gets in the shungite field, being powered by the quantum field, all of a sudden that toxin begins to turn. It's the molecule is by the power of the shungite field starts to turn this toxic field, but it can't. It's not an electromagnetic signal. And so it loses its molecular cohesion, and all the atoms fall away. And that's why they're using shungite in water purification instead of charcoal. Because in charcoal, you're absorbing all this stuff out of the water.
Right,
and
right.
And sooner or later, that charcoal stinks like hell, and it's more toxic than any water you're putting through it.
Yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Well,
yeah,
you
for sure.
You put shungite in there, and you'll never have to clean it. It will never smell because they never have found anything absorbed or in the shungite. It's all being transmuted at the molecular level. So when you get that beehive, you've got this shungite inside the beehive, and all of the toxins, the pesticides. Derek only has used organic. He has not put any chemicals on his flowers or anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
But you get all of this stuff anyway, you know, chemtrails and all this other stuff. But what's happening is that the bees with this honey, the bees with all this shungite on them is actually, and it doesn't take much. Remember, we're talking molecular, we're talking extreme power, and we're talking about the perfect molecule. You only need one of them. But of course, there's a lot more in shungite than one. But I'm just, you know, trying to demonstrate this. So so we get all, well, we start talking to Derek, and I said, Derek, let's take it a step further. Let's put powder. Let's just give them powder and see what happens. And he it sounds okay. So he takes what a silver dollar in a plastic case, like it's a special, just case like that. Okay, he takes one of them, and he fills both. He opens it up and puts it in the doorway of the hive, and then he pours in the powder. And I think it was only about a gram of the powder that he actually put in there. Well, sure enough, the bees see it. They come out. They start looking at it. They walk around it, and then they start walking through it.
Oh, my.
And they walked through it until it was gone. But virtually the day that he did that, the bees went into hyperactivity.
Wow.
all right, to a point where they made so many queens and so many little bees and so much honey that they swarmed.
Oh, okay.
And he goes from this one, I mean, it's sitting right next to the other one that doesn't have the shungite powder, right? They're identical.
Right.
Same bee, same hive, everything, identical. But now the one, we called it the number one hive, had the powder. And he's got video of the bees coming out of the hive just all over the hive. It's called bearding. It looks like the hive's got a beard because there's not enough room inside the hive anymore.
Oh.
So they make queens. And last year he said he thought maybe he had four queens. Within that one first blast of production of new life, he had like six of them. Boom, off the bat. So these queen things, I don't even want to get into that story. That's an amazing story about the queens. But they started to swarm. And so he got one right away. I think he got the queen out or something, but he was able to take, and he realized this was happening and had built a bunch of hives.
Oh,
so
good.
When the first one started to, when he saw the first swarming, well, he took the queen, put it in there so that it really, they just went over to the new one. Probably half of the hive went over to the new one that's got the new queen in it. No problem. But then he's sleeping. He works nights. He's sleeping, and they ran in and said, it's swarming again. So he runs out, but by this time they had swarmed again, and they were in the apple tree not far from where the hives were, in a big ball. You know, you see these balls of these bees? Well, he goes up. He doesn't have a bee suit on, nothing. He just gets a box, puts it under where it's hanging, snapped the limb, and the whole ball of bees fell into that box, which then he picked up and put over to the fourth hive. Okay, now that happened to be June 24th, which is my birthday. So they named that queen and that hive the Nancy Hive.
<That's>
I didn't know what they were talking about until he explained it to me. So then, after a couple more weeks, the number one hive now is back sort of to normal. And we said, well, let's try it again. Only this time we put it on number one again.
Right.
And this time we put it on number four, the Nancy Hive.
Ah.
And don't you know the two things went the same way? They did the same thing. So in 11 weeks, these 50,000 bees went to over a million bees because he only was able to capture a half a million, and now he was in eight hives in 11 weeks.
Wow.
Without chemistry, without any disease, without any mites, and they were so active that in the first year you should never get the honey because the bees need the honey for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
There was so much honey that he had to harvest honey.
Wow.
And when we tasted this honey, it was like nobody has ever tasted anything like it. It's unpasteurized. It's raw. It's completely organic, and it's got complete shungite in it. The whole thing is a shungite energy field. There's no bite to it. It's the sweetest thing you'll ever see, and it's just awesome.
Wow. Well, I'll have to get some of that honey, too, because I love honey, and my grandparents raised bees, and so I'm familiar with how it's done.
Well, the thing of it is that the first batch was so magical that we really think it's medicinal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would think so because it's pre-digested and it's pure.
I'll get you some of this. I'll put you on my. What we did was we essentially, when we realized what it was, the company bought, because we have a nonprofit organization, and it's in the category of medical research.
Mm-hmm,
because we're
mm-hmm.
set up to study shungite and hopefully develop products that would help people and keep the business going. So that's exactly what we've done. So we look at everything as we've got to test it. We've got to see what it is, you know?
Mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
so we bought up the first batch completely and then bought up the second batch too. and have given it to people to try, people who have been diagnosed with medical ailments. And we're in the process of doing that. But to be honest with you, it's hard to get a reading on it. You know, it really is. Some of the people who are just absolutely focused on medical health, their own medical health, and, you know what they've got and deal with doctors and all, they absolutely say that this stuff is doing amazing things. One of them was diagnosed with hepatitis. What's the one that you get from, like, blood infusions?
Hepatitis?
Hepatitis is one of the hepatitis, not hepatitis, the liver thing. Yeah, hepatitis B, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Yes.
He was diagnosed with it, and then after he got on the honey, it disappeared.
Oh, my.
And which has kind of baffled the doctors. I don't even know if he's told them that he was on the honey or not. But, so we've had these, but again, this is, you know, personal testimonies. It's not stuff that we've got a real good handle on yet, but we can't even get the attention of the medical people until we make some kind of a, you can't deny this, and that's the bees. So we knew that the bees were like the canary in the mine, that if the bees are dying, you know, we're going to die shortly after. Have you ever seen the list of stuff that is bees are required to pollinate?
No, huh?
Oh, my God. If you, let me just, okay, first off, do you drink coffee?
Yes.
Well, you wouldn't, after the bees are gone, you wouldn't have cocoa, you wouldn't have vanilla, you wouldn't have tomatoes, grapes, cauliflower, tangelos, rose hips, pomegranates, cashews, apricot. You won't have over 100 different things that we now eat because there's not enough pollination. And so you'll get people that say, oh, this is just that they've lost them from the commercial beehives, and that's they're this and this, and that they're okay in the wild. Well, that's not true.
No,
that's not true. We have discovered that not only are the bees, well, we didn't discover it, scientists are now looking at it, that not only are the bees dying, but they did a research project and discovered that at least 70% of all insects have disappeared. Nobody was looking at all the insects. If you don't have the insects, the birds don't have anything to eat.
Right, right.
Long before the birds go.
And ironically, the solution coming from, you know, government sources, DARPA, is to make mechanical bees to pollinate. But, you know, there's always going to be something missing. You know, the life force itself, and then all of the invisible qualities as well, are not contained in a mechanical bee.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's crazy.
so
anyway, go on.
Yeah, so what we're asking now is that, first off, we are a nonprofit organization. All the money that we're collecting through donations is going straight for the Bee Project.
Wonderful.
Think that this is the most important thing we're doing right now. So we've even suspended certain things because of this. But I'm also letting people know that we're nonprofit. We are IRS blessed, so that if you do make tax deductions, you know, you itemize your deductions, you can take off whatever you give for the bees and not give it to IRS. All right. So those people, that's the end of the year here, you still got time. You know, throw some money towards the bees and then don't pay the man.
Right. Amen to that.
Yeah, you can go to cosmicrealityshungite.com, and that's where the donate button is. But if you go to cosmicreality.com, cosmicreality.net, everything is linked in together. You'll find us. So I want to push that right now because we've got... we tried to get single people, you know, just the backyard kind of guy, gal, to be able to do it, but that's not working out, and we need to do this fast. So then we tried the universities and colleges, and they're saying you have to have a controlled testing with a controlled.
All kinds of bullshit.
I'm going like, ladies and gentlemen, this man went from 50,000 bees, I mean, 50,000 bees to 1,000,000 bees in 11 weeks with no disease, no mites, and around him, people lost all of their hives. The guy down the street had 100 hives, lost all his bees.
Wow.
How much more controlled experiment do you want?
Right, right.
You know, because it's not blessed by one of them to begin with, you know, nobody
yeah.
pays attention to you. And so then we got another organization, a nonprofit organization that, you know, his mother listened to us on the radio. And so they're working with us because they tasted the honey and they know what good honey is supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And they
mm-hmm.
thought that this was processed honey because it was way too sweet to be raw and unpasteurized. And when they learned that it was unpasteurized and raw, they were just like, oh, my God, how do we get this?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, and, I'm there, too.
Yeah, yeah. And now we've got a man, an organization with the mason bees. And the mason bees are even more interesting in that you don't get honey from them, but they pollinate a vast amount more than do the honeybees.
Huh.
And that man is like, he sends these mason bees all over the United States, and he is actually doing research on them, because with the mason bee, at the end of the, when the winter starts to set in, you've got all these cocoons that if you leave them be, they'll turn into mason bees when it gets, the temperature warms up in the springtime.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also collect them and send them back to him, and he will pay you for this. And he's doing studies on mason bees from different areas. So he's already into the researching the bee things. And he looked at the data that Derek had put together online. And you can go to Shungite Beehives, plural, shungitebeehives.com, and there's a forum up about the project. A lot of information up there. Or you can go to our site. We've got a tab called Bees, and you click on that, and you're going to get, you know, a lot of what I'm telling you now. But this guy, crownbee.com, they're interested in working with us because his bee, you know, the guy that knows all about bees went over all the data that was there, and the bee guy came back and said, you know, I still don't know what you guys are doing, but I can't walk away from the fact that this is impressive. And so they're going to work with us to do some experimentation.
Wonderful. So, well, you know, I've been wanting to get bees here on my property for years, and this is kind of stimulating me to see about getting bees on the property and using shungite with them.
Oh yeah, the only thing to do is use shungite. But if people want, you can go over to the YouTube Cosmic Reality Shungite, that station, and you're going to see in the playlist Shungite Beehives, and we've done a lot of shows on the subject.
Oh,
and
great,
learn,
great.
If you're interested, I'm telling you, Derek was self-taught about the bees. And when I started putting him on radio and interviewing him, he was blowing my mind, you know, all through the show, because he knows so much about bees and because bees are so incredibly
interesting. Yeah, absolutely.
So if you just want to learn about bees, I highly recommend you go there, because, like I say, Derek is a master of, oh, and funny stories. Oh, my God. He tells such funny stories.
I wish we had time for some of them. We're almost out of time already, and I could talk to you for another hour or two on this.
I know, and I do apologize, because I know I'm like, just pushing this information, but...
No, it has to be done that way. We need to get it out there.
We need for people to know that there is a solution, and it's not just, see, if we can prove that we can save the bees, then by gosh, they're going to listen to the rest of it.
Yes, yes.
Because everybody knows the bees are in trouble.
Absolutely.
But is there any questions that you might have that you know, we still got 5 minutes.
Well, I can't think of any right at the moment. You know, at the last moment that we have, what about you? Do you have any since we only have about a minute left, do you have anything that you want to share? Or you could just share the website, of course.
Right, Cosmic Reality. Just remember, cosmicreality.com is the radio station. Cosmic Reality, and we've got a lot of Shungite shows on that. We continually play 24/7, so in case somebody just drops in, it might be led there to hear something. And then we have cosmicreality.net, which is a Shungite store and Shungite information. And then you can get into the bees by going to Shungite Honey. That's where you can buy the honey, shungitehoney.com or shungitebeehives.com. And all these websites have links to the other ones. So if you can find one, you'll find the rest of them. And I so appreciate you allowing me to get this message out. And Merry Christmas to everybody out there. And you know, anybody that is having, because I get lost on how many different religions have something happening now. But to all of you, I just hope you're with your family and friends. And if you're not, well, then you're hopefully with us and at least have being inspired that we can save the bees and we can save ourselves if we just, you know, open our minds to the energy universe and all that it can bring us.
Absolutely. I'm so with you on that. And I just want to thank you for all the work that you do on in this area and for coming on the show and sharing it with us.
Well, it's my passion.
good.
It's a mission. You know, I mean, it is a mission.
Yes,
to get Shungite to the masses.
And also it shows that there are solutions to basically all the problems that we have. They're there. But they already exist. They're in the quantum field, for one thing. And so there's no reason why we can't solve the problems without having to, you know, write letters to our congressmen and all that. That's a waste of time.
That's the old reality. We got
that one's dying.
See, we got a new one. I mean, if you think about it, Lance.
Well, listen, we have to sign out. And so, again, thank you for coming back. And I'll have you come back again in a short period of time, and we can talk some more.
Oh, we'll have fun.
Yeah, okay. Oh, we always do.
We always do. Happy New Year, everybody. Thank you.
All right. Good night, everybody.